All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing the local podcast. Good morning. It is, what's today? April the 22nd, 2024. Beautiful day here on the East Coast. Hope it's great wherever you are at. It is Monday. Back to the grind. Big week. Paddling today. I actually signed up for paddling twice this week, today and Wednesday. We'll see. My coach is like, how can you sign up for both days? I'm like, I don't know. I'm in it to win it. And we paddled last, I guess it was last Wednesday we paddled. And we have those big heavy boats that we've been paddling all winter. I think those things are being put away for the rest of the season. And we went and got the spec boats out, which we had up in the loft, and got those down. So I'm looking forward to paddling today because hopefully we get to paddle with those boats. They're a lot lighter. I'm not complaining, but one of the challenges, it's not even a complaint, it's just one of the pains in the ass of paddling is that we have to get these boats, right? They're not like, it's not like a boat in a slip and you just get in the boat and off we go. We have to actually, you know, for the bigger boats, we storm at these baseball fields back behind these dugouts, right? And this boat is like 500 pounds, so, and it's awkward. And so we got to get that boat flipped over onto a roller, rolled out, rolled up to the dock, put into the water. It's a whole production, which I like. You know, I do like that part. That, I mean, I don't mind it, but prior to doing it, it's in my mind as something I don't like to do. It's an inconvenience. And sometimes people, you know, I've seen people show up just as we get the boat in the water, right? They're almost watching from the hill, but that is the biggest challenge. So these new boats that we have out starting today, they're a lot lighter, so it only takes a couple people. It's not such a production. And so I'm looking forward to getting out in the water. Not really warm today. I think it's supposed to be like 60, but it should be a nice day. I am I'm ready to start getting a little bit more in shape, so that's why I signed up. We'll see what happens. We'll see if I do both days. Got a lot of stuff going on. Saturday was the last day of the salon being open. Got to have a few clients come in and, you know, just wrapped it up. 14 years and we wrapped it up. You know, we're not sneaking out, right? We're not skipping out on the rent. We paid our last month's rent. We paid all the bills. I've broken up with all the utility companies. And, you know, we get to hold our head up high. We get the stuff cleaned out of here. I started on Saturday. Some of the stuff came in on Sunday. My buddy's coming in today. We're going to get some of the big stuff out of here. And we get it wrapped up. I got to go back to work tomorrow at the new place. So it's just a lot going on. It's just my day is full. And, yeah, I'm just really grateful. And honestly, all of the wonderful things that happened to me today are all because I'm sober.
Fly, go to a lake.
Nirvana, Lake of Fire. Yeah, it is. Yeah, a lot of changes going on, but I am cool with it. I am grateful. Went to a couple meetings. Went to a meeting. Let's see. I don't even know when the last time I did this podcast. Went to a meeting on Wednesday. My friend celebrated 7 years. Went to a meeting on Saturday, which was great, which was on the 10th step. It feels like we did the 10th step. I'm so 9 and 10 up right now, I can't even know which way is up and down. But I know that I thought we were doing the – I thought we had done the 10th step last week, but apparently we hadn't. So on to the 10th step. I've talked about the 10th step quite a bit. You know, it takes a lot of work. You know, a lot of effort, a lot of time. A lot of humility, a lot of listening, right? A lot of thinking, step work to get to the point where we are officially on to the 10th step. And if I have done all these things, the 10th step is amazing, right? To me, that is the step we live, right? Live the steps, live in the steps. And that's the 10th step to me is that one because... what's it say? Hope it warms up for 12:15. It was cold and windy this morning when I rode out to dig up tulips. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. That's our paddle day. All right. But, yeah, I mean, you know, to me, this is the step we live in. Continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admit it. I've shared, you know, I thought this was the step. I just got to apologize for me being an idiot. Right? But it says, yes, you should apologize if you're an idiot, but you should also continue to take personal inventory so you stop being an idiot. Right. And these steps, you know, we should know. We should be able to look. We shouldn't even be really that bad at this point, right? We should have done a lot of work. We should really have exposed a lot of our character defects, our moral inventory. We should have really cleaned up a lot of this stuff. So hopefully, you know, if you're at the 10th step, you've done all that and you're reaping the rewards from it, right? And what are the rewards? Peace, right? Serenity. Free of fear. Didn't know that. You know, it's funny. I've gone through these steps before. The first time I did these steps and did the 10th step, it's so funny. I went through these steps the first time and really had no idea what the fuck I was even doing. I said I did. I nodded my head. I felt like I did, right? I wanted to, right? I tried so hard. I tried so hard, but there is a magical thing that has to take place, and I don't even know if we have any control over it, to be honest, because I never made a new asserted effort that this is the way I'm going to be, right? I'm going to do this because I get to instead of I have to. I don't know when that happened. You know, I went to a meeting last night, and it was that Promises meeting, and a guy shared, did a great job, but his promise that he spoke on was, are these extravagant promises? We think not. Even though that isn't a promise, right? But are these extravagant promises? We think not. Like his idea was, these are extravagant, right? These are amazing, right? And they are, right? They are. The person I was and where I was at in my life, the idea to think that I could have these promises come true in my life seemed like, you know, out of this world, right? Just, you know, even the way they presented the promises. And I don't think they're extravagant promises. I think they are normal behavior, right? And I said this last night, and I've said it 100 times. It takes a lot of work to be normal, right? And I don't have a list of the promises, but I think we've all read them, you know, intuitively know how to handle situations. That to me is one of my favorite promises. Intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us, you know. But to me, that is, you know, when we start becoming accountable, right? When we start to learn who we are, learn the role that we play, and learn the role that I play, I should say. And you know, we become accountable. You know, when I was the guy that would crash my car and ask why, who fucking put that tree there, right? I'm a victim to whoever planted that tree, because God knows that me drinking like an idiot on the roads and behaving like an idiot and crashing my car, that somehow that's my fault, right? I want to know who planted the tree there. And, you know, why me, God? Why me? And, you know, it's all about being accountable. You know, now I go, maybe because you're a drunk driver idiot, right, is why you hit that sign, right? It isn't because someone put the sign there. It's because I am an idiot. And once I started to understand that, that promise started to come true, right? And so I do think they're extravagant promises if I'm where I'm at. But today I don't find them to be extravagant at all. I find them to just be normal, right? And it talks about all the work. And I was like, what work? You know, what work have we done, right? What work have I done? You know, I go to a meeting. That, but I've always said, listen, meetings suck. You should absolutely not want to go to a meeting. Life should be way better. If a meeting is better than what you're doing at home, that it has now become a social event. And I see a lot of people that do that, use the programs as a social event, something to do, right? Especially in this town, a lot of small town, not a lot to do. You know, I see guys coming in to 2 meetings a day, 7 days a week, right? And still, you know, sort of miserable, right? Which is, you know, whatever. But it is a, that's the work, right? Is coming to meetings. But if this is, if you have nothing else to do, this isn't hard. This is a social event. You know, driving to meetings is an inconvenience. Working these steps, have we? I have. I definitely have worked the steps and continue to work these steps. I don't do them perfectly, but I definitely am getting better at it. I know that. I'm starting to feel the rewards, the benefits, right? I'm starting to see this transition happen. And, you know, I don't know if I could have worked harder and it would have come quicker, right? I don't think so. I think it's exactly, it happened exactly how it's supposed to and continues to happen as it's supposed to. But I don't think there's a shortcut or you can work any harder. And so I was like, you know, I'm not even sure there's any hard work. You know, the hardest work, the hardest part about any of this is the ability to be honest. You know, honesty is the hard work. And if a person can work hard at being honest, they have a good chance, right? Rarely do we see a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not or will not continue. Oh, shit. How's it go? How it works. I don't have it. And I don't have it memorized, obviously. Let's see if I can just look it up real quick. And this, you know, how it works. It says, come on. Yeah, rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to the simple program, and usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest. That's the work. Honesty. You know, if we lived our life and everything we did, we told the truth, our world, this world would be a lot different, but nobody does that. Right? Especially if I, when I'm in my addiction, there, you cannot be an honest person and be in an addiction. It's impossible. If you're in actively in your addiction, you're a liar. And if you don't think so, you're also delirious and confused and in denial. But honesty, you know, is the hard work, right? And, you know, and it was funny because the person, he had a different name for God, right? Like, this person can't, and this happens, it happens to me, right? And that is one of the nice things about the program. Right, you come in and you call, you can make a doorknob your higher power, you make the group your higher power, make whatever you want your higher power, right? Just as long as you're trying to make something your higher power. But over time and working these steps and working a program and spending years in this program, you know, at least for me, you know, I said the better we do in these steps, the more honest we are, right, and continue to be honest. I don't think we need, at this point, like, I don't worry about the promises, right? Only people that worry about the promises are people that are still involved in self, right? Self loves a good promise, right? Self loves a good reward. But work these steps honestly with a sponsor, rigorously, right? Come through them. And at the end, I don't give a shit about a promise, right? My whole life is a promise. You know, early on, people, I don't want to say God, but I'll say the doorknob, right? Or I don't want to say higher power, but I'll say, you know, the group. Right? But when we work these steps, honestly, hard, you know, with the sponsor, and we do all the things that we're supposed to do or that we get to do, once we come on the other side, God isn't as big of a deal, right? I don't need to identify anything about God. You know, I shared last night, God is peace, right? All of the work, you know, going, you know, admitting it, right? Finally turning and getting a higher power, or at least faking it till I can make it, right? You know, making better choices. That, to me, is the big one. Start making better choices. Our life immediately gets better, right? And then we go through that moral inventory. We really look at all of the shit, right? And then we share it with another person on the fifth step. And then the sixth step, you know, our character defects. And seven, humbly ask them to remove them. And then we get into the, you know, eight and nine, where we're making the list and making amends. And then we get the tenth step, where we live in it, right? We clean it up. And then through thought and prayer and meditation. And then we help other alcoholics. But at the end of that, right, I know for me, I found this place of peace and love that, to me, I've said this, you know, it's a byproduct of all this work. And I'm labeling it as God. I'm labeling it as a higher power. Right? I don't know how many times I've talked about, man, if you can just be a better person, that's of value to people. Right? Especially in the times we're in right now with people that work and aren't working. I don't know a lot about it, but I know that, you know, you can... You know, if you can control yourself and you can control your temper and you can, you know, be an honest person and show up and reliable and have character, that is valuable to people. Very valuable. In fact, I don't know if you can even put a price on it. You know, I feel bad for a lot of these people right now who own businesses that have to rely on hiring people because people don't, they're like, this is ridiculous. We don't want to work. For whatever reason, right? I'm not being judgmental. Do whatever you want. I do think we sort of grew up in a passive. I do think I grew up in a very passive time where it was like, oh, you don't want to do this, then you're not, you know, you're a problem. And you know, listen, if someone doesn't want to work and they don't, to each his own, right? But character is of value, and that ends up what happened. I went from being a character to having some character, right? And I think that's a big deal. You look at some of the things, the people on TV, we have a lot of characters, right? We have a lot of characters, not a lot of people with character, and that's a shame, and we're losing that. And that's what this program teaches us. Right. And so, you know, the farther I've gone in this program, the better I've worked these steps, the more I've worked with a sponsor, gone to meetings, you know, sort of surrendered, right, and sort of turned the corner. You know, I start to get to experience this amazing place of peace. And in the end, right, and I shared this last night, man, in the end, I want to just live in a place that I'm not afraid anymore. Right. No fear. I think that's the secret. Right? I think if you work these steps and you get through all this, at the end you're going to go, wow, this is just really teaching me not to be afraid anymore, right? And giving me all the tools to not be afraid. And when I'm in that place, right, to me that's God, right? I don't need to identify it. I don't need to call it the doorknob. I don't need to call it, you know, Yahweh or God, or I don't, you know, to me, when anybody has a problem with a higher power, they're just possessed by a devil still. You're just possessed by an evil spirit. You just don't realize it. It seems wishy-washy, and the devil inside you is telling you that's wishy-washy. That's fucking some dumb shit, and that's fine. You are possessed by a devil. If you have a problem with a higher power, you're possessed by a devil, and these steps in this program will get rid of that for you. If that's what you want, if you want to work at it. But, you know, anytime, you know, if you know, I was talking to this person at this meeting the other night, and, you know, this person's having a tough time. She's in, this person's in business, right? She provides a service, and she said, business is slow. And I said, I get it, right? I mean, I don't get it. I'm booked solid, but for some reason, this person's business really dropped off. And I said, well, how can I help? Like, what, I said, are you willing to, like, do, you know, half price, let's say schedule three, right? This person is a, does massage, squeeze your muscles, right? And I said, you know, could you do maybe offer like half price on the first one if you schedule three? And this person's like, I've been doing this for 25 years and my body is tired and to lower my price is disrespectful. And I said, oh, I said, I get that. I absolutely, I understand. I'm in the same place, right? I'm 55, right? I've been doing this a minute. I do not feel like I should lower my prices, but I am also booked, right? And I said, well, so it's your pride. And the person said, yes. And that's fine, right? But let's call that what it is, right? We don't work a certain amount of time, and all of a sudden now we deserve to be at a different level, right? We don't get to skirt the troubles of new business, right? Listen, every day, one day at a time, every day is a new day. And I've been in this place before where I've gotten discouraged. I've felt overworked. I have felt underpaid. And, you know, maybe I didn't want to finish a blow dry, or I didn't want to do this or didn't want to do that. And I started to feel, you know, every once in a while you lose a big client, you lose a good client. And, you know, is it because I'm not doing as good of a job as I used to, right? I don't know. And so we have to take a look and we have to dig in and we have to push past our pride and say, what am I not doing? And I've had to do that a couple times in my life. And, you know, listen, if we don't want to work, that's fine, but, you know, call it what it is. And afterwards, the person's like, yes, let's, I'll take any help you can give me, I will take. And I don't have a lot of help to offer, but I can post it on my social platforms and stuff. I can tell my clients, right? I could schedule a massage. I could help. But we have to be willing. And I know at this time in my life, you know, I'm thinking about, or the devil, because it is the devil, right? It's the devil. The devil is pride. The devil is our pride. Being prideful used to be illegal. It's a sin, right? When you are all of a sudden too good, right, to eat crow best served warm, you know, you're going to have some issues. And I've been there. And so, you know, afterwards she's like, yes, I'll, you know, whatever, if you can, you know, whatever you can do to help, I'd take it. And I go, listen, I understand, you know, I do understand. But if you don't want to do that, then you should just retire, right? You should find a new job. Because, you know, there's a reason why we're not busy, right? Especially when we've been doing it for 25 years. There is a reason where either our prices are too high or we're just not doing a good job anymore. And we have to take a hard look at that and find the humility, right? And lower ourselves to figure out where we need to be and try to pick our lives back up again. And this is all in recovery. So, you know, it's interesting. But I think, you know, like I said last night in this, you know, the promises, I do not think they're extravagant. I think that they are basic promises, right? And I think that, like I said, the only people that care about them are when we're early recovery, when we're still involved in self, right? Self. Self is the only one that's concerned about promises. Self's the only one that's concerned about, you know, naming a higher power a different name other than God. I can tell you, by the end of the 12 steps, if you've worked these 12 steps with a sponsor, at the end, by the end, you will have a relationship with God. You will not be having to call it a different name. It's God. And I've said this before. I don't even believe in God. I don't believe in the God that I was raised with in the church. You know, this punishing God. To me, God is love and is peace. I got a taste of it the first night I drove home without being drunk after my first meeting. That pink cloud, that place of peacefulness. If you're ever asked to speak at a meeting, and all before the meeting, it's all devil talk. You're never going to do good. You're going to have a bad time. You're going to sound like an idiot. Why are you even doing this? And then we do it, blah, blah, yada, yada, yada. And then thank you. I appreciate you for letting me share. And then God comes in. That is the moment when we push through the hard things. We push through the fear. We push through the anxiety, and we come out on the other side, and we didn't melt. Right? That's God. You know, I remember my first year anniversary. I was the guy that didn't want to speak, right? I had nothing to say. I was told you have nothing to say, but I really didn't want to speak because I was so scared and nervous. And then, but I remember my sponsor was like, you have to sit up front at your first year anniversary. And I was like, oh my God. And for such a simple, like I look at it now and I think, what a simple little test that is to sit up front and share, right? My experience, strength, and hope. That's it. How it was, what happened, and what it's like now. That's all you got to do, right? No big deal. But to me, that self-centered, I was so possessed, right? And I had a year sober, so consumed by self and fear and anxiety and no relationship with a higher power that I was petrified. And I remember uttering, I think I thanked myself, right? I'd like to thank myself, right? Because in my mind, I'm like, well, you drove yourself here. You did play a part. That's true, right? I appreciate it. I'm glad we did it. Thank you. But, you know, whatever. But I just remember uttering some words and then saying, I think, and that's all I got. Thank you. And just peace, right? The devil left. He's like, shit, they did it. He spoke. Our work is done here. We've done nothing. And then God came into my life that moment, this place of peace and freedom. And then over time, God would slip back out and the devil would come back in and life gets back in. But to me, that's where I'm at today. You know, I'm not afraid of anything, right? I have inconveniences. If I become afraid, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm not even afraid of dying. As long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, this will all work out. And that's dumbing it way, way down, right? But like today, you know, I'm gonna close down the salon. I'm going to clean it out. I've hired people. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to make sure everything's put back together the way it's supposed to be. We're going to follow the rules, leave everything that was here, take the rest. And I'm going to give back the key, and I'm going to sign off on it. I've reached out to the cable and all these people to get ready to shut down. You know, Comcast, I said, I reached out to them. I'm like, yeah, I'm closing down. And he goes, oh, it's a 30-day notice. Of course, Comcast, right? So I have to pay for half the month of next month for Comcast, but that's them being shady, not me, right? I tried. If you have to ever close down Comcast, make sure you do it 30 days in advance because they will charge you. And that's just them, right? That's the kind of shit that I don't do today because I like to get good night's sleep, right? I don't want to live in this place of fear, right? And if that was how my behavior was, you know, I have to watch my back. And I don't want to watch my back today. That sounds freaking terrible. So, get to end this with character and all that good stuff. All right. Oh, and then, it's my last time doing this podcast. At least in this studio. I'm going to try to do it at my house. We'll see. I don't know. Sort of in it. I don't know if there's much more to talk about, folks. We'll try. We'll see. I have these moments. The devil. All right. New soil, new roots. Oh, wow. Of course. Moments of perception can build into a lifetime of spiritual serenity. As I have excellent reasons to know, roots of reality supplanting the neurotic underbrush. What the fuck is that? We'll hold fast despite the high winds of the forces which would destroy us or which we would use to destroy ourselves. All right, let me try to read that again. Moments of perception can build into a lifetime of spiritual serenity. As I have excellent reasons to know, roots of reality supplanting the neurotic underbrush will hold fast despite the high winds of the forces which would destroy us or which we would use to destroy ourselves. Yeah, as Bill sees it, page 173. I came to AA green, a seedling quivering and exposed taproot. It was for survival, but it was a beginning. I stretched, developed, twisted, but with the help of others, my spirit eventually burst up from the roots. I was free. I acted, withered, went inside, prayed, acted again, understood anew as one moment of perception struck. Up from my roots, spirit arms lengthened into strong green shoots, high springing servants stepping skyward. Here on earth, God unconditionally continues the legacy of higher love. My AA life put me on a different footing. Roots grasped a new soil. Yeah. I don't know. Read that. Have a great day. I appreciate it. Yeah. Peace. Bye.